and welcome to another edition of America's Godly Heritage. In recognition of Thanksgiving, I am going to read to you President Bush's Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1989. As I read, notice how President Bush modeled much of his proclamation on the first president, George Washington's Thanksgiving Declaration of 1789. You can learn more about Washington's Thanksgiving Declaration of 1789 in a previous edition of America's Godly Heritage. So what does President Bush's Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1989 say? Well, here we go. Thanksgiving Day, 1989, by the President of the United States, a proclamation. On Thanksgiving Day, we Americans pause as a nation to give thanks for the freedom and prosperity with which we have been blessed by our Creator. Like the pilgrims who first settled in this land, we offer praise to God for His goodness and generosity and rededicate ourselves to lives of service and virtue in His sight. This annual observance of Thanksgiving was a cherished American tradition even before our first president, George Washington, issued the first presidential Thanksgiving proclamation in 1789. In his first inaugural address, President Washington observed that no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than those of the United States. He noted that the American people, blessed with victory in their fight for independence, and with an abundance of crops in their fields, owed God some return of pious gratitude. Later, in a confidential note to his close advisor, James Madison, he asked, "Should the sense of the Senate be taken on a day of Thanksgiving?" George Washington thus led the way to a joint resolution of Congress requesting the President to set aside a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. Through the eloquent words of President Washington's initial Thanksgiving proclamation, the first under the Constitution, we are reminded of our dependence upon our Heavenly Father and of the debt of gratitude we owe to Him. "It is the duty of all nations," wrote Washington, "to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor." President Washington asked that on Thanksgiving Day the people of the United States unite in rendering unto God our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and for all the great and various favors which He hath been pleased to confer upon us. 200 years later, we continue to offer thanks to the Almighty, not only for the material prosperity that our nation enjoys, but also for the blessings of peace and freedom. Our nation has no greater treasures than these. As we pause to acknowledge the kindnesses God has shown to us, and indeed His gift of life itself, we do so in a spirit of humility as well as gratitude. When the United States was still a fledgling democracy, President Washington asked the American people to unite in prayer to the great Lord and ruler of nations in order to beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord. Today, we too pause on Thanksgiving with humble and contrite hearts, mindful of God's mercy and forgiveness and of our continued need for His protection and guidance. On this day, we also remember that one gives praise to God not only through prayers of thanksgiving, but also through obedience to His commandments and service to others, especially those less fortunate than ourselves. While some presidents followed Washington's precedent, and some state governors did as well, President Lincoln, despite being faced with the dark specter of civil war, renewed the practice of proclaiming a national day of thanksgiving. This venerable tradition has been sustained by every president since then, in times of strife as well as times of peace and prosperity. Today we continue to offer thanks and praise to our Creator, that great author of every public and private good, for the many blessings He has bestowed upon us. In so doing, we recall the timeless words of the 100th Psalm. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Now therefore, I, George Bush, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim Thursday, November 23, 1989, as a National Day of Thanksgiving, and I call upon the American people to gather together in homes and places of worship on that day of thanks, to affirm by their prayers and their gratitude the many blessings God has bestowed upon us and our nation. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 17th day of November, in the year of our Lord, 1989, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 214th. George Bush. Now, a few comments about the Thanksgiving Declaration. First, President Bush focuses on being grateful for God's blessings. I know, this is a Captain Obvious moment, being grateful in a Thanksgiving proclamation. Yet it is important to note the need for being grateful in a world that is often selfish and ungrateful. Bush refers to Washington's desire to acknowledge and adore God and to give Him pious gratitude. Why? Because God conducts the affairs of men. He has blessed us with victory in the fight for independence. He has provided us with care and protection. He has provided us with tranquility, union, and plenty. He has blessed us with civil and religious liberty. He has blessed us with an abundance of crops. And He has conferred upon us great and various favors and benefits. President Bush then declares that today we continue to offer thanks to the Almighty, not only for the material prosperity that our nation enjoys, but also for the blessings of peace, freedom, and life itself. He also quotes from Psalm 100, which states that we are to be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. How wonderful it is that in 1789 and in 1989, the leaders of this nation, the presidents of the nation, recognize that the greatness of this nation is not because of them. It is because of God and all of the blessings which He has poured out upon us. Second, President Bush emphasizes that we should pray to God. He shows how Washington asked the American people to pray to the great Lord and ruler of nations, in order to beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, enable each of us to perform our duties properly and punctually, render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, and to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, and to bless them with good government, peace, and conquered. President Bush goes on to say that today we too should humble ourselves, be contrite, pray for God's protection and guidance, obey His commandments, and serve others. Again, how wonderful it is that two presidents over a 200-year span of time recognize we need to be humbling ourselves, we need to be praying to God, and we need to be asking Him to forgive us of our personal sins, our national sins, and to guide and direct this nation. Finally, President Bush finishes his Thanksgiving proclamation with a call to action. He calls upon the American people to gather together to affirm by their prayers and their gratitude the many blessings God has bestowed upon us and our nation. This is what Thanksgiving is all about, being thankful to God. So before the football game starts and the turkey coma sets in, let us remember to be thankful too. Thank you for watching this edition of America's Godly Heritage. We hope you have a great day and a great Thanksgiving. Bye! If you would like to help support America's Godly Heritage or to view the resources used to make this podcast, just go to patreon.com or vimeo.com and type America's Godly Heritage in the search box. You can also make financial donations at givesendgo.com. Again, just type America's Godly Heritage in the search box. We really appreciate your support. Thanks again. Bye.